We're back.
Welcome to Joke Baby. I'm Nick Sneglia.
I'm Matt Kinney.
This is where you come to watch us work on jokes that we've been, concepts we've been thinking about, talk about life, maybe think of a joke on the spot. That is the goal. And you guys get to see how the sausage is made. And
we try it on stage. We have to
take our stand-up journey with us. Yeah. And then, you get to see us try it on stage. And we won't cheat. It'll be our first try on the stage with it. So if it bombs, it bombs. If it does good, it does good. And then we want you guys to let us know if you think we should keep the joke, how we could change the joke, which is pretty cool. So here at Joke Baby, we like to kick it off with bring to the table some stuff that we've been working on. I got a few. I don't know how good they are, but I have a few things that I think could become something. One I think is right up your alley.
All right.
Actually. All right, I'll just try it on you. I thought of this the other day. So I recently got my first desk job. Or no, I don't think I could say it like that. I have to be like, I got my first desk job when I was 18. A girl jerked me off in class.
Oh, all right. That's a quick hitter.
Right? I almost got jerked off in seventh grade. By this girl that got held back. She was just retaking a class. I think she was still in eighth grade. And she went to jerk me off. And the dude across from me, it was like when the desks are all four next to each other, like two here and two here. And this kid reached across and smacked me in the face and was like, "What would your mom think?" And I was like, "The fuck?" But it's probably for the best, because I don't think I would have had the balls to tell her to stop, even though I was like super like, "Don't do this." But it was pretty cool. We made out in the mailroom a couple times. Anyway,
that's
pretty sweet.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was part of the joke.
No, that's where the joke was. That's what made me think of the
line. I was like,
but you wouldn't believe I got a job in sixth grade or seventh grade. But I can say I got my first desk job when I was 18. Girl jerked me off under the desk.
Yeah, yeah.
That or do I just say a girl jerked me off in class and you think of desk on your own?
I think the way you had it.
The first time I said it, I got jerked off in class. Because it's kind of fun to watch people realize.
Yeah.
Or put it together themselves, and then they get to feel smart about themselves. Or do I spoon feed it and say, I got my first desk job when I was 18. Girl jerked me off under the desk.
I think that what I always do is I don't like repeating the word twice.
Right, I know.
I like when they can just like click it together.
Yeah, so maybe I'll say, I got jerked off in class. All right, I'll try that one.
Okay, we're here. I actually got my first desk job when I was 18. A girl jerked me off in class.
That's a winner. That.
Okay, you got one? You got one you're cooking up?
I do.
In your gigantic notebook?
Yeah, let's take a look into the archives. I feel like Gandalf when he's going to research the ring.
There's potions in here, too. Yeah. Let's
see. All right, what did I want? Oh, so I wanted to do like a little chunk about dating. So there's like just a few quick hitters. So like...
Okay.
God, what? Hold on, I'm going to grab my mini notebook. All right, we're going.
He's gone off screen.
You have
one really big one and one really small one.
Yeah.
We need to get like, what's the porridge? We need to find you one that's just right.
This one's for the set lists. Not going to look at the set list for last night's show. All right. Okay.
I feel like I shouldn't be peeking into your brain.
So some of these are kind of hacky, maybe, but just, I've
you be the judge.
You call in. I've always had trouble. I have a girlfriend now, but I've always had trouble with flirting, which is, you know, surprising me because my older brother is such like so good at it. Like in the high school yearbook, he won biggest flirt. First janitor to ever win that award. So, all right. Yeah, that's I feel not, like that's been done.
That's not good. No, it hasn't.
I feel like.
Have you heard anyone do it?
Well, Anthony Jeselnik has the one about the blind janitor.
I don't know that one, but is it the same though?
No.
Just because he talks about a janitor doesn't mean you can't talk about a janitor.
But then
change it from janitor to teacher. First teacher to ever win that award.
Yeah, that could be.
It's almost creepier.
Yeah, that might be too unbelievable though. Janitor, it's like, oh, his brother's a piece of shit. Like, it's funny he's a janitor too.
Well, janitor is a great occupation. I was a janitor for a few summers.
We'll edit that out. So that was just the initial whatever.
I think you have to try that.
I do have a girlfriend. I'm surprised I got a girlfriend because I'm terrible at flirting with women, which is frustrating to me because my older brother is really good at it. He's always been good at it. Like in the high school yearbook, he was voted biggest flirt. First ever janitor to win that award. And then I go into, like, you know, my girlfriend now. She's so beautiful, out of my league. She's the type of beautiful where if she cheated on me, I'd apologize to her. So I owe her about 8 apologies.
That one might have been done.
Okay.
I don't know.
But
we can have the writers in the writers' room, a.k.a. you guys, the viewers, just comment hack.
Yips.
On that one.
Call me out.
Yeah, or let us know.
I get worried about my jokes. I don't know if you did this. I'm like, if I type this into Twitter, I bet I'd see like 80 people.
Oh, if I think of it on my own, then I think I just let it fly.
I do too, but then...
If people tell me like, oh, someone's been doing that, then I'll stop. If I've been doing it and then someone else does it, I won't stop. I'll keep doing it.
I've had one clip get a lot of views, and with the views comes the comments. And so some guy commented, he's like, I've seen this before, but not by you, unless you're on Kill Tony.
Oh, well, and maybe that guy stole his
comment.
Fuck that guy.
All
right. I think I have another one that I thought of like a couple of weeks ago, but I forgot about it until I just opened this fucker up. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that was the desk job one. Oh, this is sort of dumb, but I was thinking about, like, how come, like, Steve Jobs or, like, this might be hacky, too. Steve Jobs, like if Steve Jobs wears the same clothes every day, it's because he's, like, maximizing his time and he's a savant. But if I wear the same clothes every day, I'm just poor. Not doing it. Not doing it. All right, we're shooting 50%.
That's no, okay. No, I like that. I feel like that's a setup to launch into something, something more.
Maybe.
Like Elon Musk has Asperger's, but when I don't look someone in the eye, I don't know.
maybe we just throw that one away. They're not all going to be winners on Joke Baby. I'm confident in desk job, though.
No, that one is a certified winner.
Stupid enough that it'll work. The other thing says friends who say that they got drugged at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many friends that'll be like, dude, I don't know what happened last night. I think someone like put something in my drink. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, what'd you do? And they're like, well, I had like 4 Jaeger bombs and 2 vodka Red Bulls and then like 8 beers. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure you just got fucked up. Like,
That's good.
I don't think anyone did anything to you. I think you just drank a ton of alcohol.
I think that's a keeper.
Because like, do you know people like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, dude, don't go there. Every time I go there, I get drugged. I'm like, no, every time you go there, you do 8 Irish car bombs.
Yeah. No, 100%. Everyone knows people like
no
that.
No one put anything in your drink. Also, you're a dude.
That's a good.
But I have girlfriends that'll do it too. They're like, I think some creep put a thing in my drink. And we drank for 9 hours straight, and then we went to the bar and like ripped tequila shots all night. We were just hammered. Thank you.
Or I think there's something funny about how your friend's like lonely and you're like, you were drinking like you were at the bar by yourself. Or it was just like, it was just me and you or something. I don't know. Something stupid.
There could be something. I don't know. Do you have another one that you've been, that you, a concept you came up with?
All right, this is really stupid. Maybe so stupid it's funny, but okay, I have a few concepts. Like, I like the concept of like you'll never forget, like important events in your life, you'll never forget what you were doing when.
Okay.
Like the idea that, like, it's crazy, it's been 20 years, I still remember exactly what I was doing when Michael Jackson died. You know, I was watching TV and they said Michael Jackson died. Okay. Like, that's that's it. Or like, I'll never forget when my grandpa died, what I was doing. I was talking to my dad and he told me my grandpa died.
Mm-hmm.
I was like this.
I'll never forget what I was doing when my grandpa died. We're on a walk on the railroad tracks and then he got hit by a train. Like that?
Go the other. Yeah, we're like,
I get what you're saying, though. Like, I'll never forget where I was when Rosa Parks died. I was watching the news in my living room.
Yeah.
But which is true. I do remember that.
Or like, I was at the... Yeah, that's really cool concept we got there. Good stuff. Or here's another one. I like... I've been reconnecting with my friends from elementary school.
Tight.
And, you know, they're all stressed out about getting older and stuff. But I'm like, you guys, sixth grade isn't that bad. So. Oh, man.
I used to do a joke about quitting cigarettes and how it was, like, hard. Like, what else could you say, like, actually kills you and people would still do it? When I say that, you know, I talk about how I started smoking cigarettes when I was 14. Eighth grade was tough, you know, it was a stressful time, you know. But they made us read The Outsiders, so.
That's funny.
Whose fault is it? But I heard someone do, like, very similar thing, and I was like, oh, that's probably. Cause I think my punchline, that was, like, one of my first jokes. My punchline was like, oh, this product could cause cancer. And you're like, oh, I don't care, I'm doing 20 a day. Like, what else could you put that on? It's like. Oh, this product does cause cancer, but I do love Twinkies. Stupid.
All right. So, and I, yeah. All right. So elementary school is going in the dumper.
I'll try. Well, I don't know. There might be something there, but we revisit it one day. I'd be willing to try the desk job one. I think I ate shit enough in front of you to not want to live it out on life. That's just stupid. Yeah, it's, I don't know. But yeah, I'll try that. You'll do the one. That's a winner. The first one you said. I can't remember what it was.
That means it's really struck a nerve. Oh, the biggest flirt in the high school
yearbook.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's funny. I think try that for sure. Hell yeah. All right. Now I want to try to get into something. So, okay, here on Joke Baby, we're going to try to come away with a joke out of thin air, something to try on stage. Not that we came with it, something we thought of, but something that we can think of right now with you guys, and you can see it happen. I want to try to do, like, an experimental, not experimental, but I just hate, like, crowd work because it's always, like, the same things. But I want to do crowd work every once in a while in my own way. Or do you ever do any crowd work?
Never.
No? So what if we both, before we leave here today, think of some sort of crowd work related thing that we can try?
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, I'm a lot weirder than you on stage when I do crowd work. Like, my crowd work is so strange. Like, have you seen me do the iPod Nano thing?
So I'll, oh, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where you're like,
how many iPod Nanos do you think could fit inside of someone? And then they'll be like,
if that was me, I would have.
And then I'll be like, yeah, if you asked me, I'd be like, I don't really think about stuff like that.
That's gold.
You know, like.
Can I ask you a question? I was feeling nostalgic the other day, and I was thinking about the iPod. How many iPod Nanos do you think have been inside of people? A lot. Like, if you had to put a number on it. 100? Okay, she says 100. If she would have asked me that, I would have been like, I don't really think about stuff like that. Fucking roasted you. Can't believe you fell for that. What a fool. That's crazy.
So something sort of similar to that.
It's a joke.
Or like, just be like, you sir, what do you do for a living? And then they'll be like, I'm a dentist. And I'll just be like, that's awesome. And then I'll move on.
I like that too. I've always wanted to do that.
Just be like, that's so cool. Anyway, I jerk off. all my other jokes are jerk off related. But like, what's something like that? Or if I had, what if it was like, I don't have a joke yet, so I don't know how to say it. But if I was like, hey, after I say this, I need you to heckle me with this, but I'm not going to do it like this joke. Like, be ready somewhere in this set when I say this phrase, I need you to heckle me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they heckle me, I kick them out.
If it worked, that would be funny as long as people didn't turn on you.
Or do I actually just have them like, what's a joke I could do where I could be like, all right, when I say this, I need you to do that. And then it'll look like my retort was like on the spot, but everyone knows it's not. Is that fun, or is that just giving one person a job and they're just like really anxious for the next three jokes?
I mean, this is just my first thought. Obviously, this isn't anything, but like, if you told somebody like to, I don't know, like record you or like shine their flashlight and be like, is that the light? I thought I was doing 8 minutes. What are we doing? Or like if they record, you'd be like, there's no fucking recording here. Are you
just
kidding?
Blow up on them.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, like, and like when I do this joke, you'll know to start, like, can you start recording me? And then, oh, that could work.
And then you could be like,
I'm like, hey, okay. So like, I'm before I started, I was wondering if anyone could help me out. I'm trying a new bit out. I'm probably going to do it in like a couple jokes from now. You missed. Do you think you could like when I go into the joke, do you think you could record it for me? And then hopefully she's like, yeah. And then I'll be like, all right, so we got any dog people here? And she'll like go to pull her phone out and be like, there's no fucking filming in here. Like that.
Yeah. Or be like, that was a test and you fucking failed. Get the fuck out of here.
Someone get her. Luke, no, I don't want to be mean to them.
Yeah. So, okay, I know you said coming into this with making it out of thin air, but this is a crowd work idea I had.
Okay, no, that's fine.
But it might, I don't know if it, so I would just be like, you, what color do you think my pubes are? Brown. You, what color do you think my pubes are? Blonde. Okay, brown, blonde, those are pretty good guesses. I'll let you guys know once they grow in.
You've never done that?
No.
Dude, do it.
All right.
I think that's really funny.
Also, what color do you think my pubes are?
Orange.
No.
White.
The carpet matches the drapes.
Blonde? Yeah. All right. Woo! You are nice, so I'm not going to ask you. You're very nice. What color do you think my pubes are?
I think you got ginger pubes.
Ginger, blondes, those are good guesses. I'll let you guys know when they grow in. All right. This is the first and only time I'll ever do crowd work in my life. You guys saw it here first.
Dude, I remember we were playing ping pong once at my buddy's house when we were like 14 or maybe a little bit younger. And like, we had just got pubes, you know? And we were like, all right, whoever loses has to shave their pubes. And it was like this whole thing. And then my buddy lost and we're like, all right, we gave him a pair of like children's scissors. And we're like, all right, you got to go cut all your pubes off. And then afterward, we're like, all right, let's see it. Like, how do we know you did it? And he like shows us his dick. And it's just like, clearly he had never grown pubes. It's like baby smooth, you know what I mean? We're like, yeah. you can't do that with scissors, you know? He's like, yeah, I did. Fuck you guys, I did too. He's like, just because I'm good with like cutting, like we're like, all right, man, yeah.
Did he go home and kill himself?
No, he's great. He grew up to be an amazing man.
That's
a good ending. He's a father now. Happy Father's Day. It's Father's Day.
It is.
Oh, dude, we should try to come up with a Father's Day joke.
That's true.
Make it a... Try that, though.
All right.
I think you try that. I'll keep thinking, and maybe in one of the later episodes, I'll tell you guys what I came up with. Or do we just dig in on it? I think there's something like, if I'm like, oh, I just got to think of a joke, though. Or I can add it to a joke I already have.
It's hard to try to come up with something that's not mean.
I know. Or but maybe that's the easy way out, though. Or maybe I flirt. Maybe I'm like, after I do this joke, will someone be like, that's a great joke, just to like help me out with my confidence and like for the clips, you know? And then I'll do the joke and they'll be like, great joke. And I'll be like, oh, thanks. What's your deal? That could work. Like, you really think it's great? What was your favorite part?
I like that.
She's like, what? I'm like, well, just like, did you like the joke or do you just like me, maybe?
I was hoping I could get some help with this next one. So I'm going to do a joke after this. And then when I'm done with my joke, do you think you could help me?
Uh-huh.
We're going to ask someone else. You
know? Sure, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to tell a joke, and then after, and I'll edit this out so, you know, people don't know that I asked you to do this. Okay. For the clips, you know? And I'll tell my joke, and then after, you'll be like, great joke.
Okay.
Kind of like a heckle, but like kind, you know?
Okay. You know what I mean? I got you. Yeah. So,
okay. You guys like dogs?
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys think if you shaped a wiener dog, it would look bigger?
Great joke.
No!
Thanks, man. You're obsessed with me. What'd you like about it?
The wiener.
Yeah. Did you like the joke or do you just like me?
The wiener.
Should have called in someone else.
Or you could do that with somebody recording your thing. Like, be like,
God, you're obsessed with me.
Or you'd be like, you could just text that to me. I can give you.
Oh.
Text me that video. Why don't you?
I don't think my girlfriend would enjoy this bit.
Yeah, it's true.
Just have to plant her in the crowd. Just get her on stage, make out with her really hard.
Anything for those views.
That'd be kind of great too, though.
No, your iPod Nano is great.
So are these jokes making anyone horny? That could be fun. Are you guys getting horny from this? Are you guys as horny as I am right now?
Oh, that reminds me of your Mother Nature gets me wet.
Mother Nature gets me so wet. Oh, sometimes Mother Nature gets me so very wet. From the rain.
You worked on it since last time.
Oh, Mother Nature gets me so wet. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll try that thing. I'll do a joke. And I'll have someone say that was a good joke and then I'll flirt with them and it'll probably bomb, but it could be a lot of fun.
No, I think with your
personality,
depending
on the room, it could be really fun.
Your personality would, they'd be like, this is funny. Jeez. This is silly.
Now you're doing it.
No,
now you're doing it.
People just know that's your thing.
Yeah, buddy. They know that. That's awesome.
The guy that openly flirts with women in the crowd after planting them and telling them to say something.
All right. Do you have any good stories about your dad?
It's
Father's Day?
Let me try
to think. My dad used to do some funny stuff.
Are you, how deep are you trying to dip? Like, how does it, what does he do?
I don't know. Like, I remember when he used to pick us up for school every once in a while. I'd be like, I'd leave like elementary school. My dad would just have like, move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Like blaring out of the car. And he's like leaned up against it, like smoking a cigarette with the janitor.
Would that embarrass you?
No, I'm like, dude, my dad's awesome. Dude, my dad's the man.
One time I played basketball growing up, and one time, probably in like fifth grade, and I wasn't playing hard. My dad's big thing was always effort. He didn't care if I scored or anything. He just wanted to see me give effort. And I had some real attitude issues.
Maximum effort. You're a bad attitude guy?
Well, I would get down on myself, wouldn't try as hard. He could tell. So one time at halftime, I gave a piss poor effort in the first half. And he walked across, just from the stands, just walked across the court while my teammates were huddling, and he just screamed at me for like a minute straight, telling me to play harder, telling me to wake up, bud. And in front of my teammates and my coaches, my uncle was a coach. He had to grab and be like, all right, he's had enough. And to my credit, I did play harder that second half. I gave good effort.
To his credit.
Yeah, and it was like 10-year-olds playing basketball. So
he brought it out of you.
Yeah.
My dad was my coach a few times. Won a couple championships.
All right.
Pretty baller. Good times.
I mean, my dad was not the coach and still yelled at me.
My dad one time was like, you guys are playing like shit to like my team. And he was like, but I got you guys, about to fire you up. And then he went over to the umpire and got tossed out on purpose.
That's pretty funny.
And then we won. Good story. Not very funny, but.
No, that's like, because that's a real thing people do.
Every once in a while, he would drop us off and then go to the casino with one of my other buddy on the team's dads. That was always cool. I thought that was a rad dad move.
My dad just redid the deck.
Nice.
He just built a deck by himself. He just retired. And I don't know what he does at all during the day, the night.
Just be cool.
I don't know if you...
Getting choked up. He's a good dad.
He built the deck.
He yelled at me, but he's a good dad.
No, I've tried to do a joke about the different time zones.
Oh, okay.
Like, cause
yeah, my mom does not get it. Every time she calls me, she's like, "What time is it there?" I'm like, "Take the time it is where you are, minus 3 hours. That's what time it is."
Oh, it's three for you.
Yeah, in Michigan, it's three.
It's
yeah.
two for. I've always wanted to do a joke where it's like, the time zone really messes us up. So like, if they want to, I don't know, something about how they. They, for,
you say it. You say it with your chest, boy.
Like, I'm losing it. I'm sorry.
No, bring it. Bring it.
So, like,
say it like you mean it. Like you know it's gonna work.
Like, well, the time zone really messes with us. So, you know, okay. I wrote something down. I'm gonna find it. So, if
this is related to your dad.
It's not. So we're back on dad. I just tried to take a hard left. I opened up the
best, like the funniest things I could think of would be like stuff that comes from my mom. But then if I said it like her or us or all three of us will get canceled. So I can't. What could it be?
This is kind of okay. This is kind of that. This is funny. My biggest clip, stand up clip. I mean, it got like 15,000 likes, and it's about my dad being an alcoholic and slapping me in the face.
Oh, okay.
And he made me. He didn't make me, but he strongly encouraged. I put a disclaimer on it to like let people know it's fake.
It's hard being around my family because they all drink. I don't drink anymore. I take alcoholism pretty seriously because when I was a kid, I was hit by a drunk driver. I was 7 years old and I was in the passenger seat. We pull up to a stoplight. We go, then bam, just like out of nowhere, my dad slapped me in the face.
Dude, Dude, last time we hung out, not to worry about you. We should, for the Father's Day tribute, we should cut that the video in.
All right.
And then also, maybe we can make something out of, we kind of threw it, last time we hung out, we were tossing around the idea of a dad-related joke, if you remember, and neither of us really walked away with it. But I would be willing to try it, but I think maybe it's a little more your style. Maybe we can both try it and see.
Okay.
Even if it's on the same mic, I'll try. I'll go up after you and I'll try it for Father's Day. But we were talking about the punching bag thing.
Yeah.
So how I would tell it would be, my dad has really bad anger issues, and he can get pretty physical. So recently he bought a punching bag, and we thought it would be really effective, and we thought it would, he could take out all of his anger on the punching bag. But now he just hits me way harder with better form.
I was writing it down. I was trying to, because I like that, I was trying to think of something boxing related to where you think it's going to go that way. And then it's like he got a punching bag. So now he doesn't, I don't know, something, some other, like, because that's like a good twist, but I feel like I want a twist and a twist.
Ooh.
A double twisty.
Oh, all right. Get a little M. Night Shyamalanian on us. What would the double twist be? So now my dad just hits me way harder with better form, and my mom dresses like a ring girl everywhere she goes.
Yeah, something like that. But I feel like that's a little too shoehorned. I feel like I ruined it. The original's a solid joke.
And my dad got really into boxing, and we thought that would make him be a little less physical. But now he just makes me put Vaseline on his face every day, and he hits me way harder with better form.
Yeah, I was thinking
You ever have to tape your dad's hands before he hits you?
Yeah, there it is. That's it. You just cracked it in real time.
He doesn't even let me put Vaseline on.
That is,
he fucking dry rubs me.
That's good.
Yeah, no headgear.
No.
I saw my dad boiling a mouth guard for me, and I knew I was about to get it. It's like so unfair to my dad, though, because this is like not true at all.
It's Father's Day. I'll jump on the Father's Day jokes. So for Father's Day last year, we got my dad a punching bag because he's really into boxing. And also he was kind of a physical guy. So we thought maybe if we got him a punching bag, you know, he could take out his anger and frustration on the punching bag, right? But now he just hits me way harder. His form is really good. Yeah. He's throwing combos at me. Because getting beat is one thing, but having to tape your dad's hands up before he does it, it's really psychological. And he's getting really into it. My mom just dresses like a ring girl every day. Just walking around like a slut.
Now he lets my mom wear headgear before it gives her an uppercut. Man. No, that's good. The taping the hands thing. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, now he's just like, it's like he used to just hit me straight in the face, and now he's like, he's realized the importance of body shots as well.
Yeah.
So like, I got a concussion and I'm pissing blood. My dad's going to hear all this and be like, what the fuck?
You learn the importance of body shots, so looks like I'm not going to have a niece after all, folks.
No, he can't go. He won't go below the belt. The good news is he won't go below the belt anymore. You ever been whipped with a belt? You ever been whipped with a championship belt?
That's good. Oh, man, you're on fire. Oh, that's like three great jokes in a row.
Just going 12 rounds with my dad. my mom's throwing in towels. No one gives a shit. Dude, my dad just like hits me with a quick three piece, sits on a stool, and my mom's like ice in his chest.
Dude.
She's talking to him up. She's like, get back in there, fuck him up. I'm like, I was fucking 10 minutes late past curfew. I feel like this is about something else. It'd be funny if you're like, if like, you know how like back in the day they would say like, you know, a lot of like big drinkers would come home and they would hit their kids, take out their work day. But what if they're just honest about it? Like, what if he's just like beating the shit out of me and he's like, I deserved that promotion that John got and I wish I would have followed my dreams.
Yeah.
And fuck.
He gets super honest. Like, my father never loved me.
It's like, I got a B+.
That reminds me of the Louis joke where the little kid just keeps asking why.
Why? Why is he getting hit?
No. He's like, why is the sky blue? He's like, because of the weather. She's like, why? He's like, because that. And then at the end, it's like, why? He's like, because I didn't take my education seriously. I don't know the answer. I was a piece of shit. That's just we'll get back on. I'm not trying to veer off. What's your favorite stand-up special ever?
I don't know.
That voice just had a deep register. Sounded like
I've never seen
James Earl Jones. I don't know.
That's funny. Right? We're allowed half to see. The half hour Beth Stelling has on the stand-ups on Netflix, like, I really love. Going back to when I was younger, I think Seriously Who Farted, the Nick Swartzen one. I remember me and my buddies watched that a ton of times. That was like the first time I remember like someone had a DVD. And then before that, we're like, I wouldn't even know what they're called because we would listen to them on iTunes. So my brother would just like play us albums. And there was like a Patton Oswalt one, a David Cross one that we listened to a lot. Daniel Tosh, Pablo Francisco had an album that I remember I would play on like a little like a DVD player inside of like a little boombox type thing that I really loved. And Dimitri Martin, Kristen Shaw, her stand-up special on Comedy Central where she does like 10 minutes as a New York City mattress. I saw that when I was a kid and that like changed, like I was like, I want to do that, that's cool. I don't know.
You say I don't know, but you just ripped off like eight.
Well, I don't know like which one would be my favorite or anything.
Did you ever watch Nick Swartzen's sketch show?
Mm-hmm. I remember I wrote a sketch for a class in middle or in high school about it was going to be for a like not an AA meeting, but like an like that type of meeting, but all for street performers who can't break character. So it's like you have a Bo Rat in the room and a Elmo and they're all like hanging out. And then like a week later, they did like a very similar thing on Pretend Time.
Nick, really?
Nick Swartzen's. Yeah. And I remember being like, oh, that's so cool. Like we're writing at a caliber. And then that show like got canceled immediately. I was like, oh, maybe not.
One of my favorite,
but I love him.
Like the sketch where he's proposing to his wife at a hockey game and he keeps getting hit in the face with the puck.
I don't remember.
God.
But he's great. Yeah. Okay, so we came in. Well, no, we're good. We came in hot. We got a few jokes that we're willing to try that we were working on. We're going to both try a crowd work thing. You've been wanting to do that one for a while. I sort of think I know what I'm going to try to do. So that'll be fun to see. And then I think the punching bag thing, one or both of us has to go
for
it. No,
that's your baby. You just came up with like three. You came up with all of it. What are you talking about? You just wrote a symphony and you're telling me to
put it. But when we were hanging out, you like, you inceptioned it into my brain.
Well, my dad actually did buy a punching bag.
Yeah, that's what
it is. And it just it sits in the basement and he doesn't use it anymore.
Yeah. He just like hauls it around. He's like, he's not practicing like boxing. He's practicing like to carry a dead body. He just like moves it around. Just a punching bag and a garbage bag. So I'll try. Okay, I'll try that in honor of Father's Day. I love you, Dad. You've been an amazing dad to me. You don't hit me, so I'm sorry that this is funny and I have to say it. And then, yeah. Let us know what you think of the jokes. Let us know which ones are the keepers, which ones need work, the ones we should never say again. If you think they're hack, or if you know of someone that's already done the joke like that, I guess might as well let us know now.
Let us know. I have a feeling my whole act is out there already in some form or another.
It's not true, dude.